RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by a press review, Today in History, Focus, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo and B.J. Habibie discuss tolerance. 50th economy policy package focuses on dwelling time. Now the news in detail. Indonesian former President Baharudin Yusuf Habibie met President Joko Widodo at the State Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday. Previously in the morning, President Joko Widodo also received former Vice President Tri Sutrisno. Minister of State Secretary Pratikno said that President Joko Widodo and Habibie share ideas on current social situation within the country, including on Pancasila, pluralism, and tolerance. Minister Pratikno said that in the meeting, Habibie convinced President Joko Widodo on Indonesian strength to maintain tolerance.
Tadi Pak Habibie memang sudah 3 bulan kan di luar negeri, lebih dari 3 bulan beliau silaturahmi.
Mr. Habibie was abroad for about 3 months. He came and shared ideas with President on current social condition in Indonesia, especially on Pancasila, pluralism, and tolerance. He said that Indonesia has the strength to maintain tolerance. Muslims in Indonesia are also tolerant Muslims, so he convinced the President on our strength to maintain unity in diversity.
Masyarakat Muslim Indonesia juga adalah Islam yang toleran. Jadi Pak Habibie meyakinkan kepada Pak Presiden bahwa kekuatan kita untuk menjaga Bhinneka Tunggal Ika itu sangat kuat.
Furthermore, Minister of State Secretary Pratikno mentioned that during the meeting, B.J. Habibie encouraged President Joko Widodo to prioritize technology development within the country. Minister Pratikno also remarked that President Joko Widodo welcomed the inputs and expressed hope that the industrial technology development will support Indonesian economic development and absorb more employment, especially young people. Indonesian government will soon issue the 50th economic policy package, Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Darmi Nasution said at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday that the 50th economic policy package will focus on dwelling time at ports. Due to many things related to the dwelling time, Minister Darmi Nasution said that more research is needed on some points before the package is officially released by the government.
Terus terang, saya masih mencoba supaya bisa akhir bulan.
I still try to release it at the end of this month. There are some points that need more time because they need necessary research, not just discussion. So we attempt to make it by the end of this month.
Kita mau ngejar akhir bulan.
Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Darmi Nasution also noted that his side will cooperate with the Coordinating Minister for Maritime in order to lower the dwelling time from 2.9 to 2 days as expected by President Joko Widodo. President Joko Widodo received former Vice President Tri Sutrisno at the State Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday. During a close meeting, Tri Sutrisno expressed his appreciation of the President's support to build a better understanding of the state ideology Pancasila. Minister of State Secretary Pratikno explained that during the meeting, President Joko Widodo also received inputs from Tri Sutrisno on measures that could be taken to achieve the target.
Pak Tri Sutrisno mengapresiasi kepada upaya Pak Presiden untuk
Mr. Tri Sutrisno appreciated the President's effort to build a better understanding on Pancasila as soon as possible. He also gave inputs on the measure, the methods, and the kind of institution for strengthening Pancasila. The point is that Tri Sutrisno appreciated so much on President's idea to accelerate the effort to a better understanding on Pancasila.
Terhadap gagasan Pak Presiden untuk melakukan akselerasi dalam pemantapan Pancasila.
President Joko Widodo plans to establish presidential unit to strengthen Pancasila. It was reported that the unit will be directly under President coordination and would prepare ideas to be included as a school subject and for the public. President Joko Widodo has repeatedly mentioned the importance of learning the state ideology Pancasila at school and in the communities. Indonesian government through the Minister of Agriculture has been able to boost corn, onion and rice in 2016. Even the production has exceeded the certain target. This was stated by Minister of Agriculture Amran Sulaiman at a working meeting with Commissioned Four of House of Representatives DPR at the House building in Jakarta on Tuesday. Furthermore, Minister Amran Sulaiman also said the government will optimize the national production during 2017. Similarly, the targets to be achieved in 2017 are 78 million tons of rice, 25 million tons of corn, 2.2 million tons of soy, and 2.9 million tons cane and sunt. West Java Provincial Government will get a 10% participation in TRESBI in the Offshore Northwest Java ONWJ block as offered by the Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry. The provincial government has formed a regional owned enterprise called Migas Hulu Jabar for that purpose. West Java Governor Ahmad Heriawan said that the 10% PI is worth more than 1 trillion rupiah. He assured that state oil company Pertamina as contractor of the ONWJ block will provide loans. The West Java provincial government is currently waiting for an official offer. Governor Ahmad added that Migas Hulu had been prepared to get a participating interest on ONWJ. The provincial government of West Java has met the required core capital and some regencies will hand over their PI's management to the provincial government. The last item, newly appointed U.S. Ambassador to Indonesia, Yosef Donovan, chose to visit Pesantren or Islami boarding school in Sukoharjo, Central Java to learn about Islam and Indonesia on Tuesday. The diplomat visited the Aslam Pesantren to learn about Indonesia, including about Islam in this country. Ambassador Donovan, who had submitted a letter of credential to President Joko Widodo on January 12, to mark the start of his term as ambassador, said that he wants to know about the subject touched and the future of education in the Pesantren. Separately, Uripto Mahmud Yunus of Asalan Sukoharjo Islamic Student Association stated that the ambassador had yet to talk about cooperation with the school. However, he was upbeat that the visit would result in cooperation in the form of scholarship for outstanding students. Previously, Ambassador Donovan met with Surakarta Mayor Apex Hadi Rudiatmo and experienced the city's culinary arts. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Hello, listener. Our commentary today entitled YC Discusses the Future of Rohingya. Organization of Islamic Cooperation YC held a ministerial meeting in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia on Tuesday to discuss measures to be taken in addressing the problem of Muslim Rohingya in Rakhine State, Myanmar. At the opening of the meeting, Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Tun Razak warned the violence against the Rohingya must be terminated. Unless it is stopped, Prime Minister is worried that the radical groups like ISIS can invade the Rohingya. He also warns the OIC urged Myanmar to stop violence against minorities in Rakhine State. Secretary General of the OIC, Yosef Al-Othaymand, urged Myanmar to stop the systematic discrimination and violence to Rohingya Muslims. 65,000 of Rohingya Muslims had been displaced over the last 3 months to seek protection to Bangladesh. The evacuation came after Myanmar security forces conducted operation to pursue the attackers of a police post in the Myanmar border with Bangladesh in October 2016. Myanmar authorities accused that the attack that killed 9 people was conducted by Rohingya militants. In the operation, the security forces attack Rohingya ethnics and take action beyond its obligation. To find out what is happening in Rakhine, one of talks at the OIC meeting in Kuala Lumpur sent a delegation to Myanmar. Malaysian Foreign Affairs Ministry reported that an independent assessment of the situation will help the government of Myanmar whether the disseminated news to the public about Rakhine is true or just false one. For Indonesia, Foreign Affairs Minister Red Masudi wants to share the experience to resolve the problem Myanmar at OIC meeting. In the Danish also hopes that there must be good cooperation between OIC and ASEAN. Indonesia itself directly provides humanitarian aid to Rakhine State. Though the crisis in Rakhine State has been going on long enough, we are aware that eventually Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, pays a serious attention to the Rohingya. Indonesia is hoping that the reports of the Islamic State attention to the Rohingya can move the Myanmar authorities not to commit violence operation in Rakhine State. Last but not least, hopefully Indonesian support either through direct assistance or through diplomacy can provide a solution for Rohingya crisis. Listener, that was commentary today read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Welcome back to Today in History. We start with an event of the European Allied Countries Assembly which occurred on January 13, 1941. On January 13, 1941, the Allies of World War II held a conference in London. The conference, which was initiated by Churchill, was aimed at unifying the policies of Allied countries against Germany and Italy. Present at the meeting, the delegates from Netherlands, Belgium, France, Greece, Norway, Luxembourg, Denmark, and the host, England. On January 13, 1993, Gordon Tobing, an Indonesian legendary musician, passed away. Gordon Tobing is a Batak legendary musician, one of Indonesian ethnic in North Sumatra. He died on January 13, 1993. During his lifetime, Gordon Tobing, along with his group, has popularized the Batak folk songs to the world. His ability to sing Batak or Tapanuli regional songs has been thrilling millions of people in dozens of countries that have been visited. Dozens of heads of state were greeted with very memorable appreciation. Since childhood, Gordon Tobing has been trained to play music and vocal by his father. As a musician and singer, Gordon Tobing is indeed deserved to be called the Batak legendary musician. One of his love songs, both domestically and abroad, is a song, Sing Sing So. So this song became famous in many other countries. We conclude with the last event on January 13, 2001, an earthquake hit El Salvador. More than 5,000 people died. The 2001 El Salvador earthquake was the quake with a magnitude of 7.9 Richter scale rock El Salvador that occurred on January 13, 2001. The earthquake, with the epicenter at 60 miles or about 100 kilometers southwest of San Miguel, El Salvador, at a depth of 60 kilometers. As a result of the quake, about 5,000 people were killed, thousands of others injured, and 108,000 homes were damaged. In fact, nearly 2,000 buildings were destroyed. The number of deaths caused by landslides. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Listener, welcome to Focus. Now we'll invite you to talk about foreign parties not allowed to own islands in Indonesia. Indonesian Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries, Susi Pujastuti, in a press conference in Jakarta Tuesday, January 17, as released by Republika, said, foreign citizens or foreign legal entities may not acquire ownership rights over land in Indonesia, including property rights on any islands. This is in accordance with Law No. 5 of 1980 on agrarian subject. Therefore, it would soon register the land management rights of 111 small and outer islands on behalf of the state based on Law No. 1, 2004 on the state treasury. Minister Susi Pujastuti confirmed the ministry registered the management as soon as possible so that there is no possibility of the island controlled by foreigners or by individuals. According to Minister Susi, island registration steps is aimed to ensure that national sovereignty is usually maintained. With the policy, those islands will be an asset which can add to the wealth of the state. Besides, Minister Susi also asked the ministries and related agencies to tighten granting permission of location on the small islands that takes into account the validity of the ownership of the island with the aim of utilizing the island. According to Susi Pujastuti, based on prevailing regulations, only 70% of the area of the island may be controlled by the private sector or individuals, while the remaining 30% is owned by the state. The rule is intended to prevent small islands controlled arbitrarily by any parties, to prevent criminal activities, illegal logging, human trafficking, illegal fishing, and drug abuse cases. Outside the certification issue, the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries plans to enroll 1,106 small islands to the Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization of the United Nations, UNESCO, in August 2017. Currently, the government has just registered 13,466 islands to UNESCO. Meanwhile, Chairman of the House Commission for Prabowo Edi welcomed the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries, which will make the land use rights to the 111 outer islands in Indonesia. Edi asserted, the registration, certification, or the naming of islands in Indonesia is the right step to maintain the sovereignty of Indonesia. On the other hand, the Director of Maritime Study Center for the Humanities, Abdul Halim, in Jakarta also said that the management of small islands should not be given to foreigners. Not merely the issue of sovereignty, but how far the Indonesian people to get benefit from the management. Abdul Halim moreover said, other countries such as Japan, France, the People's Republic of China, and Denmark also did not allow the management of small islands to foreign investors. On the contrary, they develop and manage for the prosperity of their people. According to Abdul Halim, giving rights to foreigners is a violation of the 1945 Constitution. That was today's focus.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. Indonesian former President Baharudin Yusuf Habibie met President Joko Widodo at the State Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday. Indonesian government will soon issue the 50th economic policy package, Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Darmin Nasution said at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday that the 50th economic policy package will focus on dwelling time at ports. President Joko Widodo received former Vice President Tri Sutrisno at the State Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday. During a close meeting, Tri Sutri expresses appreciation on President's support to build a better understanding of the state ideology Pancasila. Indonesian government through Ministry of Agriculture has been able to boost corn, onion and rice in 2016. Even the production has exceeded the certain target. This was stated by Minister of Agriculture Amran Sulaiman at a working meeting with Commission 4 at the House of the Representative DPR at the House building in Jakarta on Tuesday. West Java Provincial Government will get a 10% participating interest PI in the offshore Northwest Java block as offered by the Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry. Newly appointed U.S. Ambassador to Indonesia Joseph Donovan chose to visit Pesantren or Islamic boarding school in Sukoharjo, Central Java to learn about Islam and Indonesia on Tuesday. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is nice to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to the Bebekik art. Stay tuned. Sukamantri is located at the foot of Mount Madati at an altitude of 1,059 to 1,200 meters above sea level and directly adjacent to the mountainous region of Majalengka in West Java. Especially Sukamantri residents live in harmony with nature, who still preserve their traditions and local art, one of them called Bebekik art. Listener, Bebekik is a bark mask which is formed like a creepy giant face. Her hair is made from ijuk kawung or part of a palm tree leaf, which decomposes to the bottom. These ijuks twist the legs and hands of people who wear the Bebekik mask. The attribute, just like a crown made of bubuai flowers or type of cane, hahapaan leaves, and warigu, which is neatly arranged on the head mask. On the back of Bebekik, it is put kolotok, wrapped around the waist. Kolotok is a sound instrument made of wood, usually hung on the neck of the buffalo to mark where the cattle is. Kolotok will continue sounding to follow the motion of Bebekik in accordance with traditional musical accompaniment in the ritual show. Listener, Bebekik is a traditional art of Sukamantri sub-district. The dancers perform following the accompaniment of music, which consists of music angklung and dok-dok, typical percussion instruments of West Java. The show is usually held to enliven the Independence Day, circumcision, welcoming guests, and other special events. The art is often contested. Thank you. suka menteri people, Babagik is a sign of victory. Perhaps the Babagik was inspired to the face expression of King Sampulur, the king who won in fighting against crime and asked for ruling Java Island as the reward. Later, people remembering his victory in the form of his mask-like face. So that we can see the Babagik in every resident's home in Sukamantri. In addition, they also assume that the gig has its own philosophical values, such as Tangkal Kaung from palm tree. All parts of the tree are useful, ranging from its fiber, leaves and fruit until its bamboo stick. Not a single part of the tree is useless. That is, the life of Sukamantri community which should be useful for the state and nation. While bamboo stick or warugu leaves is usually used for a fishing, meaning Sukamantri community must be flexible, wise, and resolute. Babuay flower, besides fragrant, it is also strongly bound in the cluster, meaning people must unity together in order to become stronger. Until now, the philosophy is still run by Sukamantri people, especially in social activities. Indonesian Wonderful Today with the topic Babagik Art. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener, welcome back to our regular segment, Miscellany. Listener, recently Bekasi in West Java province has been bullied by netizen. The bully also becomes a trending topic in several social media. The good thing is that bullied becomes an inspiration for two middle school students to develop a digital application to know Bekasi better. And today's miscellany will inform you about a digital application called Bekasi Guide. Technology development has grown rapidly and undeniably. Almost all countries in the world, including Indonesia, in the city or village, have used gadget to search information, location, or tourism destination. Gadget can also be used to introduce culture, culinary, and public service. Bekasi Guide is one of the example of an Android application. It gives information that people need to know about Bekasi. This application is made by two vocational school students of Telesandi Telecommunication in Tambun, Bekasi, Lutfir Arkam and Arif Wardana. The students join Syntax Telesandi team. Lutfir and Arif made this application to participate in Innovation and Entrepreneurship Festival 2016 that was held by the Indonesian Education Ministry of Software Creation Sector. Apparently, Bekasi Guide has managed to be one of national top 10 software creation projects. Unfortunately, the application cannot reach the top 3. Until now, the students are still developing Bekasi Guide. This application has been started being developed since August 2016. Oh, 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 oh Bekasi Guide application informs so many things about Bekasi. In addition, this application can also search location. The contents available in this application are name and location of schools in Bekasi, traditional food, tourism sites in Bekasi, culture and also public facilities such as mall, supermarket, public transportation route, worship places, cafe, restaurants, and hospitals. Besides many variety contents, the designs of the application is eye-catchy. The glimpse of stars in the sky colors the front page of the application. The kinds of design was inspired from netizens who bullied Bekasi that is like a planet. The Bekasi Guide application gives high-quality pictures, fresh colors, and light performance of application. Meanwhile, the logo of the application is chairs with different kinds of colors. Lutfir said, the logo describes a happy place. Well, listener, that was today's edition of Miscellany that informs you about a new application called Bekasi Guide. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next Miscellany.
Again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me, Dee, in our regular segment Music Corner, which introduces you Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. Today's editions present you Maggie Zet, senior Indonesian male dangdut singer. To begin our program, here is a song, Jatuh Bangun by Maggie Zet. Happy listening.
Segenggam cinta, namun kau meminta diriku membawakan bulan ke pangkuanmu. Jatuh bangun aku mencintai, namun dirimu tak mau. Tawarkan segelas air, namun kau meminta lautan. Tak sanggup diriku, sungguh tak sanggup. kau siram dengan air garam. Kejamnya sikapmu membakar hatiku sehingga cintaku berubah haluan. Percuma saja berlayar kalau kau takut gelombang. Percuma saja bercinta kalau kau takut sengsara. Jatuh bangun aku mengejarmu, namun dirimu tak mau mengerti. Ku bawakan segenggam cinta, namun kau meminta diriku membawakan bulan ke pangkuanmu. Berlayar kalau kau takut gelombang. Percuma saja bercinta kalau kau takut sengsara. Jatuh bangun aku mengejarmu, namun dirimu tak mau mengerti. Ku bawakan segenggam cinta, namun kau meminta diriku membawakan bulan ke pangkuanmu.
Listener, you have just listened to a song by Maggie Z entitled Jatuh Bangun. The song was once a hit in Indonesian music scene in the early 2000s. Maggie Z, born as Maggie Zakaria, occupied a special place in the heart of dangdut lovers not only because of his melancholic songs, but also for his constant performances and dedication in Indonesian dangdut world. He started his career in late 60s and actively performed ever since. Maggie Z also recorded to release a lot of albums. That's why Maggie's name aligned with other famous names in the Indonesia's dangdut industry who earned their popularity long before him. Maggie's success story in Indonesian dangdut world marked not only by the success of the songs he released, but also with numerous awards he received during his career. In 1997, Maggie Z was crowned as Best Recording Dangdut Singer by one of Indonesia's commercial TVs and many other awards. In 1998, in the same event, one of Maggie's song, entitled Benang Biru, was awarded as the Best Dangdut Song. Listener, a song by Maggie Z entitled Benang Biru is the song I will play to you next. So, happy listening.
Thank you. hanya untuk mengejar laki-laki lain. Buat apa sih benang biru kau sulam menjadi kelam?
Listener, thank you for still being with us in today's Music Corner, and you just listened to a song entitled Benang Biru by Maggie Z. Maggie Z's songs known to express a lot of comparisons that made him unique. Although he has already passed away, his songs are still often played in many radio stations in Indonesia. Listener, to wrap up today's music corner, let's listen to a song by Maggie Z entitled Terlanjur Basah. Enjoy the song and sampai jumpa lagi.
Terlanjur basah, ya sudah mandi sekali. Terlanjur retak, ya sudah pecah sekali. Habis bagaimana, tiada bukti kau dapat. Kau tuduh diriku bercinta lagi dengannya. Terlanjur malu, ya sudah malu sekali. Di depan orang kau tega memfitnah aku. Bukankah fitnah lebih kejam dari membunuh? Terlanjur basah, ya sudah mandi sekali.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Ku sedang rindu pada siapa ku mengadu, dalam hati bertanya selalu, berlinanglah air mataku. Akan ku cari walau kemana, kini aku berkelana. Ke ujung dunia akan ku cari, kalau hatiku sedang rindu.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.